This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with the series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick teaches us what it means to not just be hearers of the Word, but also doers of the Word. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD study kit of this great series. And you can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Building My Life on the Bible.
I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed in every area of your life. I want God's blessing on your family, on your work, on your finances, on your health. Now, the Bible says if you will do these five things, you will be blessed. So let's go back and circle them, okay? You know, we talked about the first one. He said, listen, but here he says, don't merely listen. He says, the man who looks intently, circle looks intently. That's one of the ways you get blessed. That's reading the Bible. Then he says, and continues to do this. Circle the word continue. That's reviewing the Bible. And then he says, not forgetting what he's heard. That's remembering the Bible. Circle that one, not forgetting. But doing it, that's responding to the Bible. He will be blessed in what he does. To be blessed, you gotta do all these. So we're gonna look at all of them today, and we're gonna cover them in more detail during 40 Days in the Word, but let's look at them one at a time. First, it says, the person who looks intently. What's he talking about there? He's talking about reading the Bible. But when I read it, I don't read it, speed read it. When I read the Bible, I read it and I reflect on it. I think about it, I ponder it. I look intently. And it says that the person who does this, it's like looking in a mirror. You know, many times the Bible is compared to a mirror in Scripture. The Bible compares itself to a mirror. What's the purpose of a mirror? The purpose of a mirror is to evaluate ourselves. And the Bible helps us do that. It's the mirror of God's Word that helps us evaluate ourselves. Every one of you did it. Sometime today, when you got up this morning, at some point, most likely before you walked out the door, you paused and looked at a mirror to assess the damage from last night. And then you evaluated what needed to be changed before you walked out that door. You may have run a brush or combed through your hair, or you said, I don't have time to do that, I'm gonna put on a ball cap, or you washed your face, or maybe you took the time to put on some makeup. By the way, did you know that the first Queen Elizabeth, during Shakespeare time, that as she got older, that she lost her beauty? She had all of the mirrors removed from Buckingham Palace because she did not want to see the fact that she was growing older. Now, there are two ways to look at a mirror. You can glance at a mirror or you can gaze at a mirror. Glance at a mirror is, anybody remember Happy Days, that show Happy Days? Remember Fonzie? He'd walk past a mirror and he'd stop and he'd lean back and go, eh. He didn't need to do anything because he was pure perfection. He didn't have to, comb his hair or anything. He would glance. Now, you don't want to do that with this mirror. You can't just glance at the Word of God. That's a quick, I'm rushed, Lord, I've got 2 minutes, I'm gonna look at it real quick and then leave. No, glancing at the mirror of God's Word isn't gonna help you change. You've gotta gaze at it. You've gotta gaze intently. You look at the details. And God wants us not to glance at His Word, but to gaze at His Word, to look intently. Number three, the third way to build your life on the Bible is I build my life on the Bible by I research it. I research it with my hands and my mouth. Now, I'll need to explain this to you. I research the Word of God with my hands and my mouth. This is Bible study. Researching is Bible study. Is there a difference between Bible reading and Bible study? Yes. Reading the Bible is reading the Bible. Studying the Bible is studying the Bible. It's not study unless you have a pen or a pencil and you're writing it down. In fact, there are two components of study: writing it down and talking about it with somebody else. That turns reading into study. When I write something down and I talk about it with somebody else, now I am studying the scripture. That's why we believe in small groups. Why we have over 5,000 small groups here at Saddleback, because the way you study the Bible best is actually in a group. And you write things, you listen and you write and you read and you talk. And you use your hands and you use your mouth to study the Word of God. Now look at these two verses. John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says this: "You search the scriptures." Circle the word search. He's talking about Bible study here. He's talking about research. "You research the scriptures. You search the scriptures because you believe they will give you eternal life, and the scriptures point to me." And we're going to show you how you can see Jesus all through the Old Testament, not just in the New Testament. "You search the scriptures." That's researching with my hands and mouth. In Acts chapter 17, Luke talks about a group of people in a city called Berea. Berea was a little city in Greece. And he says, the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. Thessalonica was another city in Greece. He said, those Bereans, they were more open-minded than the people who lived in the city of Thessalonica. And they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures. Circle that word again, search. They searched the scriptures. That's studying it, not just reading it. Day after day, to check up on Paul and Silas to see if they were really teaching the truth. And see, these guys are searching the scripture. They're reading, and not just reading, they're studying, they're writing it down, they're having a small group discussion. That's what's going on here. These people are listening to Paul preach, and then they're going over and they're having a small group discussion about it, which is what we do in our small groups. The third way is I research with my hands and mouth. Now, the fourth way to build my life on the Bible is I review and remember with my mind. I review it and I remember it with my mind. I review the Word of God and I remember the Word of God with my mind. Now, the Bible says this in verse 25, James chapter 1. The man who looks intently, that's reading, into the perfect law and continues to do this, that's reviewing, not forgetting what he's heard, that's remembering, he will be blessed in what he does. If you're going to be blessed in what you do, you got to learn how to review and remember with your mind. Now, review, you continually do this, you're pondering, you're thinking about it over and over, and you're remembering, not forgetting. Now, I want everybody to look up here for just a minute. If you're serious about being spiritually strong and mature, you don't want to be a spiritual baby anymore. You don't want to be a spiritual wimp. You don't want to still be on the bottle 10 years from now. You want to be a godly man. You want to be a godly woman. You want to be spiritually and emotionally strong. The single greatest habit you can develop is the habit of memorizing some scripture by hiding the word in your heart, by putting it in your mind. Why? Because when you need the Bible, it's never around. When you're tempted, you don't have a Bible open or by your side. When you're witnessing, when you're under stress, when you need comfort, when you have a crisis, there's not a Bible around. You need to have it in your mind so you can remember it and review it right then. Now you say, oh, Rick, I can't. I have a terrible memory. I can't remember anything. You remember what's important to you. You remember the phone numbers that are important to you. You remember the dates that are important to you. Somebody say, well, I can't remember anything, but you can quote me songs from the 1960s. Or you know baseball statistics on your favorite player. Or you know stock quotes. You remember what's important. Now, memory is a skill that you can get good at, and we're going to teach you some simple ways to improve your memory. Memory is like a muscle, and you can actually get better at it. You may have a terrible memory, but you can improve your memory, and actually, memorizing scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas. I guarantee it. Study after study has shown this. That if you will learn to memorize scripture, it actually develops your memory. You'll have a better memory in other areas too. During 40 days in the Word, we're going to memorize one simple verse a week on the weekend together so that you know these. Because when you need them, then God can call them to mind. Now, you can't review it unless you remember it. In other words, if I get in bed at night, I can think about it because I've remembered that verse. If I'm driving to an appointment, I can think about it because I remember that verse. But if I haven't memorized any verse, then I can't remember and review it. Now, in the Bible, there's a word for what we're talking about here. The skill of remembering and reviewing is called, write this down, meditation. That's all meditation is. Meditation is simply remembering and reviewing the scripture in your mind. That's all it means. This word is so misunderstood. Many people don't understand meditation. They're scared of it. They think it's like some and like it's some new age thing. No. In fact, even some well-meaning Christians have said we shouldn't meditate. Well, they're talking about the time where you sit in a lotus position and put your mind in neutral and contemplate the lint in your navel and go, Well, no, that's not going to get you where you want to go. But if you learn to remember and review the Bible, then you can do it anywhere. Now, you know why this is so important? Let me show you. Look at this verse on your outline. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Do not let this book of the law, that's the Bible, God's law, God's word, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. That means meditate, talk about it all the time. Meditate on it, how often? Day and night. Now circle the word meditate. God tells you, God commands you to meditate on the Bible day and night. In other words, when you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're drinking, when you're playing, when you're running, so that, here's the benefit, you will be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be, underline these, prosperous and successful. Now, friends, the only promise of prosperity and success in the Bible is this verse. And God says, if you do what I tell you to do in this verse, you will be prosperous, you will be successful. I didn't say that. God said it. You will be prosperous and successful. And what does he say? If you meditate on my word day and night. In other words, you remember it and you review it. If you remember it and review it, you will be successful in all you do. Now, there's one more way that I build my life on the Bible. I read it, receive it with my ears. I read it with my eyes. I research it with my hands. I write down notes and mouth. I talk about it. I review and remember it with my mind. And the fifth way is I respond to it with my actions. And that's the fifth thing that James tells us to do with the Bible. I respond to it with my actions. James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Turn it into actions. Now he says, don't deceive yourself. How do we deceive ourselves? We think if we've heard something, we've got it. No. I could talk to you about how to be a good father, but if you don't do it, it doesn't help. You're just deceiving yourself. I could talk to you about how to build a balanced budget based on scriptural principles. But if you don't do it, you're just deceiving yourself. You don't really know it. You see, you only believe the parts of the Bible you actually do. I only believe the part of the Bible I actually do. We are to be doers of the word. That's why, I don't know if you've ever noticed or not, but in the message outlines I give you every weekend here at Saddleback Church, every point almost every time, not all the time, but almost every point has a verb in it. Why? Because we are to be doers of the word, not hearers only. And in a lot of times, we hear message after message after message. We just hear it, but there's nothing to do about it. There's nothing to do about it. So every week, I give you something to do about what we have just looked at. And I put the points with verbs. Why? Don't merely listen to the word, so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Now let's go back to that story that I started with where Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 24, look at this verse. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, underline that, puts them into practice. In other words, you're a doer of the word. You're an applier of the word. You respond to it. Everyone who hears these words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, but it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everybody who hears these words of mine, you come to church, you listen to them, but you don't put them into practice. It's like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rains came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash. I don't want that to happen to you. Now I'll say it again. We don't know the storms that are gonna come into your life or into our nation. But I do know this, you'll crumble if you don't have a solid foundation for your life. And the solid foundation for your life is not the opinions of others, it's not what's popular on TV, it's not prevailing culture, because that changes like shifting sands. You must build your life on the unchanging word. And when you build your life on truth, if it was true 1,000 years ago, it'll be true 1,000 years from today, because truth does not change, it's a rock. And you need a rock to build your life on. If your life is not built on the rock, I'll tell you how you know. You have stress. You're stressed out because the sands are shifting and the house is tilting and you feel stressed and worried and anxious about that because your house isn't solid and steady because it's not built on something that doesn't change. Now, let me give you a simple tool to remember these five ways to get God's word into your life. Many years ago, a guy named Dawson Trotman, who founded the Navigators, came up with a thing called the hand illustration of five ways to get a grip on the word. I want to adapt that this morning. Let's make each of the fingers of your hand represent one of the ways to get God's word into your life. Your little finger will be hearing it. I receive it with my ears. I read it with my eyes. I research it with my mouth and my hands. I review and remember it with my mind, and I respond to it with my actions. Now, let's say this is your Bible. If all you do, if all your Bible intake is simply hearing it, you don't ever get any Bible in your life except when you come to church, then you're holding on to the Bible with your pinky. That's all the grip you've got. And you know what? Satan can come along, and before you get to the parking lot, bam, he stole it out of your life because you've forgotten 95% of it, of what you hear. If all you do is hear the word of God, you have no grip on the truth. You're not built on the rock. Let's say if you're going to say, well, I don't just come to church and hear the Bible. I read it every day. Well, that's better. It's a little bit better grip. But still, just hearing and reading it is not enough. It can be pulled out of your hand quite easily. But if I hear the word of God and I remember it and I read the word of God and I research, I study the word of God with some friends in a small group and I review the word of God and remember it, I meditate on it and I respond to it, I've got a grip. Nobody's taking this out of my hand. Nobody's pulling the truth out of my hand. And I am solid and I am secure and I am not stressed, because I'm built on the rock. That's my goal for you in the next 40 days. Let's bow our heads. I want to ask you to pray a simple prayer and follow me in it right now. Dear God, I want to build my life on the rock, not on sand. I want a solid foundation of truth. I want to build my life on the Bible. So I commit the next 40 days to learning how to do these things. I want to receive your word with my ears. I want to hear God speak to me. I want to read your word with my eyes. And I want to become a regular habit of Bible reading. I want to research your word with a small group where I write it down and I discuss it and we talk it out. I want to study your word. I want to learn to do that. I want to learn to meditate, to remember and review your word throughout my day, so that when I'm starting to get upset, you can bring that verse to mind. And I want to respond to your word and do what it says. If you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my life and make me what you want me to be. Save me. I don't understand it all, but I know I need you. I know I've done wrong things, and I ask you to forgive me, and I want to turn from those things. I want to go your way, not my way. And I want to learn to love you and trust you. And by faith, I ask you to accept me into your family. In your name I pray. Amen.
If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, is it enough to just love the Word and learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says, no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why Rick created a tool called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. This kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find a personal 40 Days in the Word journal and Bible verse memorization cards with 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How You Can Know the Bible Came from God and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word study kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Rick to tell you how God is using this broadcast to change lives.
Today, I want to share a note that we received from Amy. God is using Daily Hope to help her understand how to apply the Bible to her own life so she can pass on those skills to her daughter. Amy wrote this to me. Thanks, Pastor Rick, for being you. I love your sermons. You speak in a way that I can understand, and I'm grateful that I've found you. I recently purchased 40 Days in the Word, and my husband and I are going to do it together. I'm so excited to get to know the Word of God and apply it to my life. When my mother died 10 years ago, I was 29 years old, and I've been lost at sea ever since. I didn't know what to do in my life, and I had nobody to guide me. I finally realized that the Bible tells us how to live our lives, and I want to get to know it inside and out so I can pass that on to my daughter. Much love from Texas. Well, thanks so much for writing, Amy. I'm really glad that you discovered all the giant rewards of learning and applying the Word of God to your life. You know, I'm excited that you're passing on what you're learning to your daughter. This is an important thing. We actually grow more by passing it on to others. And I'm sure her life will be blessed through your faithfulness. So let me ask all of you who are listening right now, who can you share God's word with? Would you pray about it? And when you share Daily Hope with them, would you let me know what happens? I'd love to hear that story. Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.